Yo, what's up? I'm back for all those haters. Yep, I made it through the flu. Got better. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday you're celebrating. We want to wish you and family, a great holiday season from the Culture and Cannabis family. Welcome. Episode number 24. Podcast. We're rolling. We're just going to keep going. Every Thursday, we're going to be here around 4 to 4:30. Today, we actually started on time at 4:20. So it's like Christmas miracle all over again. But listen, I'm going to stop talking because I got my partner here, JC Coates.
What's up, my
JC,
guy?
JC, say hello.
What's up, man?
Tell me how you're doing. Who we got today?
Marnie Lee is in the building.
Yes. Hello, everybody. How are you? Merry Christmas.
This is the Vegas Hemp Queen.
And so I just want to start off by thanking Marnie because as somebody who has been a massive supporter of the Culture and Cannabis experience for the past 3 years, from the bottom of our heart, we want to say thank you just for supporting us and seeing us on this journey, and we're so happy that we could help you on your journey as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm grateful, and you guys have put a platform out there that is just unbelievable. So, I mean, thank you as well. But it's been fun. Like, we have fun. Culture and Cannabis, I look forward to it. I know the whole cannabis community looks forward to it. It's definitely something that I've watched grow. You guys have been consistent on every single month. It gets better. It never doesn't get better. I mean, you guys, all the trials and tribulations, all the people that have tried to get in your way, and you guys have just kept going.
Well, I mean, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I mean,
we appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys that participate in the experience is what makes the event so special. You know,
I want to give one quick shout out before we forget today.
Todd.
So there's so once again talking about support. So there is a man named Todd. Todd is a grower. Todd moved from Florida, I think. Mm-hmm. Now he's here in Nevada. He's a hemp grower. Todd had noticed that we were using a cup. Like a styrofoam cup as our ashtray for one more smoking.
It's a brand new studio.
We hadn't broken it, right? And believe it or not, I'm at the Las Vegas Normal Christmas party, which was a banger, by the way. Shout out to Tina and Madison for that one. And Todd comes up to me and gives me this box, and is like, "Hey man, I've been seeing on the podcast that you're using the styrofoam cup. Don't do that anymore." And hands me this beautiful weed shaped ashtray. I would turn it, but there's ashes in it. So want to give a quick shout out to Todd. Stuff like that's amazing, and we really appreciate that type of support.
Yeah.
RP. 100p. Sorry to
thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Yes.
Okay. So back to what we're talking.
I mean, really. So like Marnie. I mean, just to kind of frame up this episode and kind of where we're going and why you're here. You know, you've sponsored our events and participated in our events for I think it's been over 2 years on a monthly basis. It's been incredible having you and watching your business grow. We've been able to kind of connect on that level. On the business level through cannabis, right? And it's mm-hmm. been a beautiful thing. And I've seen you, grow your business and, I want to dive into what your business is and your story and all that stuff. And I think you kind of represent, the cannabis side hustle, right?
Absolutely.
And that's kind of what we encompass too.
Yeah, there's a lot of people doing that. And that's how I kind of started, right?
That's how I started.
We were all working in non-cannabis industry jobs, working either 9 to 5 or part-time or a couple, a restaurant marketing gig, whatever it may be, then trying to do your cannabis stuff. And then your goal is to go 100-time cannabis, whether that be, multiple contracts or, selling CBD or whatever that may be.
And so it's even like – I mean, let's go a little deeper, right? It's almost like, for me, it's people who are raised in the black market, right? People who've been using cannabis their whole life, right? And they're working in the industry their chosen industry of whatever that is, but cannabis industry wasn't here, right?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden the cannabis industry is here, and the opportunities arise for somebody to kind of move their life and their career into a direction of the cannabis plant, something that they've been using their entire life. It's just a beautiful opportunity, right?
Oh, yes.
Have you been participating in any of that?
And all the stigma that I've received and all the, the shuns and, oh, she's the black sheep of the family type thing. So it feels incredible to be in a city that legalized marijuana for us as a recreational and but as a medication. That's the main thing. I mean, for me, I've definitely, in my past, we're using it when we're younger. We want to get high, but to find out that I was actually using something that was medically, being proven still, but lots of there, sorry, in this industry. So knowing that I was using something that was actually beneficial to me. Can you imagine? Think about it. You were using something that was actually helping you. You didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And, it, you know, I feel like a lot of people talk about that, you know, not that's an argument, but the viewpoint that whether you use cannabis for a medical reason or you use it recreationally, everyone, it's medicine to everybody, right? Right. It's you know, that coming home at the end of the day, long day, whether you work, whatever 9 to 5 you work, you fucking hate your boss, that mental state of coming home and smoking a joint and just like kind of forgetting about all the bullshit and, you know, being able to take the time to invest it in your family, that's massive, yeah. Right? I mean, you know, and yeah. I think whether, you know, you're using it to hang out with friends or your family or to be into whatever you're doing after work to forget about work, I think that's a massive medication.
I think it's just really good for anxiety, right along with CBD. You can use strains that have both. So, I don't know. I just think that having to deal with everyone just being so judgmental and still being judgmental as they are proving things that science is, you know, the studies are coming up positive, that it is helping pain, that it is helping anxiety, that it is good for cancer cells. So for me, it's just such a, it's a great thing to look at my mother in the eyes and her to be supportive of me in this industry. It feels great.
So let's dive into what it is you actually do. What do you do in the cannabis industry? What is your side hustle?
So my side hustle is I'm Strictly Hempin, part owner. I have a partner, his name is Randy Hudapaya, who's not with us today, but hi, Randy.
What up, Randy?
What's good, Randy?
Yeah, so Strictly Hempin came about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago now. We had a storefront at first, actually it was a smoke shop, had cigarettes in the smoke shop, and one day I just went to a Champs trade show because I had a bunch of glass in my store and decided to, you know, walk around and see what else was there besides glass. They were having a glass blowing competition. It was Champs trade show, so shout out to Champs and Green Roads. Green Roads was giving out samples, tried it, and seen that, you know, CBD was, whoa, what is this? Something different. It wasn't marijuana. It was actually really different. So thank you very much. And with that being said, that led to putting CBD in my store. So we took the cigarettes out, put the CBD in, and everyone thought I was crazy. I mean, I had customers come in, because you have to imagine, now I am a smoke shop that doesn't have cigarettes. So I knew at that moment, I'm not going to change the sign, but this is what I want to do.
So you're running a smoke shop, yes. which is basically selling...
That's a bold move. Yeah,
and
like,
and you take honestly, out the cigarettes.
I did.
You said, you know, essentially, you know, fuck tobacco, right?
Exactly. I did, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna have all these people that come in, and I took the chance of the judgment and how they were gonna treat me and how mad they were gonna get too.
And potentially losing business because.
But why? Definitely. What made you wanna do that?
Well, using it, I had a lot of surgeries myself. I dealt with anxiety from, you know, I had an accident, a bad accident. So I was on a lot of medication.
Okay.
Looking for a way, when you're on a lot of medication, you almost think this is endless. Like, am I ever going to be free of, you know, having to chase a pill? If you've taken medication, you know what that means. You're chasing a pill all day long. And it can be scary, and it's a big responsibility. If you don't take some of these pills, they tell you, your pharmacist, like, well, you can die. It's on the thing. You can die if you don't take it. So what's your alternative? Now you're being told you can die if you can take a medication, if you stop taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I consulted with people about CBD. Like I said, took the cigarettes out, put them in, spent my entire day with Viceland on a big TV, putting up YouTube videos, Viceland, every customer that came in, every single customer, I had a conversation with them about CBD. This is 3 years ago, before it was anything, the boat wasn't even talked about yet for recreation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that came about in November. I was doing this before that. So I had to tell people, hope that they didn't think I was crazy, hope that they would listen to me. And I started seeing that even though I had those few people that were getting upset, so many wanted to listen. So many wanted to know about it. And so I'm using it, I'm educating. Now I realized one day, wow, I feel better. Like I had a lot of nerve pain, a lot of mobility that I couldn't, you know, couldn't turn my neck all the way. Now I notice I can turn my neck, noticing that my, you know, my nerve damage is getting better.
Mm.
That's really what made me go harder. You know, I've seen it working.
I love that so much, and I love the medical stories, right? And the inspiring stories of cannabis that come from a medical standpoint, right? When you're kind of in this cycle of, you know, and I don't ever want to be these people that say, you know, listen to your doctor. If you prescribe your medicine, you should probably take it, right? But at a certain point, you know, you got to do your research, right? And if you feel like you're in a place to where maybe the medicine isn't working, and then cannabis can come into your life and and make a difference in your life. And it sounds like that's what happened to you. And that's what kind of inspired you to take those cigarettes out of the store, right? And then so then you started educating people, talking to people, your customers, you fall in love, and then what happened?
I fell passionately in love with CBD because it made me feel so much better. It helped me. And then I just realized that, I'm not feeling this nerve pain, so why am I going to keep taking this gabapentin? That's when I started consulting my doctor, because you do listen to your doctor. I don't tell anyone, don't take your medicine or don't listen to your doctor. Absolutely consult with your doctor. Let your doctor know, because they need to know. They need to do the research. Mm-hmm. They need to learn, because these are the people that are in power positions with the medication, that if we are showing them and telling them stories, testimony is everything. Mm-hmm. So tell your doctor, hey, this is what I've seen with me. I'm not feeling that nerve pain anymore. Do you think I can start winging off of this? So I'm gonna take the CBD. CBD is known to help coat psychosis. So while if you understand how medicine works, it's especially a psychoactive medicine. Mm-hmm. Now you're taking something that's helping coat the psychosis, but helping you at the same time with all the symptoms, the anxiety, the stress of coming through a withdrawal, because you're going to go through a withdrawal a little mm-hmm. bit. So that's where the CBD comes in. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, how much do I take? As much as you need when you're coming off of a medication. You want to come off medication, talk to your doctor, get a high milligram of CBD, take it as needed, and give it a shot, but make sure, like I said, consult with your doctor first.
Nice. Yeah, I think definitely something you definitely want to do. And obviously, just so everyone knows, we can't make any true recommendations on this show, since we are not medical doctors. Just want to make sure that's clear. Okay. That disclaimer's here. With that being said, though, this is her personal story. So, you know, she did have a really good experience with CBD. So you end up getting off all your medication, all of your medication. You change. So then you. So after your accident, you're off the medication. You open the smoke shop.
No, the smoke shop was already open. So this is how I ended up meeting Randy and Strictly Hempin came about. So
yeah.
He starts coming in and buying the CBD.
Nice.
And I said, this guy's buying me out of CBD. What are you doing? So he comes and I say, what are you doing with all of this CBD? He says, I'm taking it. I'm trying it. I want to know what it does. This is great.
Yeah.
And we started talking. We had a little meeting. We just started talking about everything. And, you know, we just realized that a storefront is great. I'm not telling anyone not to have a storefront. But when you have clients coming in and they're coming from a hospital, or their parents are coming because they're too sick at home with cancer off of chemotherapy, or they're going through withdrawal off of a drug and they can't get up to come, those are the people that really needed our help. So when I see that, that's when it came into our minds, like, we need to deliver this to people. After so many times people saying, can you bring that to me? That's where it was like the light came on. Like, nice. We need to deliver this. So we became a delivery service for CBD in Las Vegas Valley.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
And so what products are you, what kind of, obviously I see you have the Hi-Fi popcorn on
so
here.
So Hi-Fi came during the journey. We actually distribute right now about 5 brands. Hemp Trails is one of our brands that, we deliver to the public. We have a list, we have a menu. We
how
do
you,
pharma extracts.
How do you, yeah, how does it work? So like, if I want to get CBD delivered to my house, how do I?
You just either DM or you call the number 725-777-9105 and place your order for now.
Nice.
Because we are actually making some changes. We have a lot coming this year.
Nice.
Very, very big things coming this year. The popcorn came around with a company, a gentleman named Dave. He's known as Popcorn Guy. And he, my partner, met him and his partner at the time.
Did you guys meet at Culture and Cannabis?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Connection.
I think Randy may have met different, but I met them all at Culture and Cannabis. Yes, they were actually right next to us at CMXX.
Nice.
One of the shows.
Yeah.
So when I seen the popcorn, I tried it. I thought right there, that's great. That's brilliant. You know, because being in this now for 3 years, one of the things that Randy and I do, and why we haven't put out our own personal product beyond now that we're partnering with Hi-Fi Popcorn, is because we're kind of watching the market, seeing what's selling, seeing what people are buying, see what products are working, what's not, you know. So what we're trying to do is offer some of the best products in the world. Mm-hmm. That's our goal, at a great price. And people will be able to go online soon, purchase, it can get shipped to them in town or delivered in town. So nice. You have options, and we're going to have up to 50 eventually CBD lines that we're going to feature on our website with prices that can't be beat. So it's a one-stop shop. You come to us, shop, and you're good.
Nice.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
I love companies with a good intention.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
The cannabis industry needs more of that. And I love to, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely. And you guys are an example of that. You know, like you guys really, truly, you know, care. And it's cool.
So what's going on with this popcorn? Yeah, tell me more about it.
Should we eat some of it?
You should try some, please. Yeah, okay. I would love you to do that, please. So we have, this is the bacon cheddar, and he's got the extra butter. But popcorn's great. So anyhow, we started to put the popcorn on the menu, and I just seen reactions because, you know, we have a lemonade. So if you guys don't know, when we do shows.
That's lemonade stand.
Yes, we have, you know, like a lemonade stand with popcorn. And
it's
non-GMO, right? It's vegan. Yep. Non-GMO. Non-trans
fat cheese. How is this infused?
It's infused, well, it's coconut oil, and so it's popped with coconut oil. And it's isolate.
And the CBD isolate is in there.
It's isolate.
And it's been, you know, it's Nevada compliant, so it's been tested.
Awesome. And then you recommend this as more as like a supplement to someone's like CBD regimen?
Yeah, I recommend this as, okay, supplement, like popcorn is one of those things. Okay, if you have children that, you know, you're not trying to say, hey, this is medicine. If you're going on a trip and you might need a snack, now you have something that is can help maybe your anxiety. I mean, like we said, we can't talk about recommendations, but you know, you can take it for different reasons. It can make it a comfortable trip, possibly.
Of course.
So
it tastes really good.
A quick snack. Now, if you've never tried CBD, this is a good option because it's 50 milligrams in the bag.
Mm-hmm. The entire bag.
The entire bag is 50 milligrams. So it's a nice like first try too, you know, for someone, and then maybe someone that's older that doesn't want to feel like they're taking medicine.
Different, right? That one's the what is this? This is just
bacon cheddar, extra butter.
Extra butter.
And so we have dill pickle, salt and vinegar, white cheddar.
Just like real bacon.
Spicy buffalo, which is a big, you know, regular cheddar.
Pretty good.
Pretty delicious, yes. And lemonade is good too. But this is something that we're going to launch the product this year.
What's something like this cost? Let's say they go on your website, I want to buy it.
The bag's going to cost $6.
Wow. So essentially like the same price like going to like a regular store.
Exactly.
So and then like what's like, you know, our delivery fees and all that good stuff?
So if you're going to have a delivery, we do a $20 minimum delivery. But we have so many things on our item, like Chemtrails, they offer even little items as far as chapstick and bath bombs.
I mean, $20 minimum is pretty cheap, to be honest,
yeah,
right? I mean,
minimum.
You go to any dispensary, you're spending $100 at least minimum.
Free delivery. Well, you know, we really want to help people. That's really like the bottom line. The bottom line is to help people get what they need, because there's so many people that are really in need right now that they can't get, they can't, first of all, they don't have insurance. That's a big issue in the United States. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't have health insurance.
And CBD is expensive.
And CBD can be expensive, so we're trying to
especially offer, good CBD.
Yes. So for us to take, not be greedy and take, you know, the prices and cut them a little bit.
Yeah.
And make sure that people can get what they need to get better, that's making to make us feel, that's better than anything.
Yeah, no, 100%. I completely agree. So, you know, so you're doing this, you know, what how is it that you're able to manage your 9-to-5 and your side gig?
Determination, passion. You have to want to. Trust me, there's days when I feel like I'm just overwhelmed. You know, you almost, well, not completely overwhelmed, but you feel overwhelmed because you really, you want to make things happen fast. But like my partner has taught me that patience is a virtue and good things don't come fast. You build them. You like, we've basically been branding the name Strictly Hempin and adding now branding Hi-Fi Popcorn. That's my main job right now when it comes to the cannabis industry, is for people to recognize that and to inform them. Like today, just another thing that I'm really passionate about, and you'll see that in the future, Vegas Hemp Queen is passionate about fashion. So I'm really been doing my research, and I want to, you know, break into the fashion industry. Hemp is like the next thing. The younger generation, they want sustainable, they want things that are good for the planet. So any product that, if I suggest to someone that's coming into this industry and they don't know what direction to go into, look for something that the youth can use as well, that's sustainable, that's going to be vegan. People are looking to be healthier, people are looking for things to last longer for their money. Mm-hmm. People are changing. This new generation is changing, so we have to cater to them as well.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, as we enter 2020, this is the roaring 20s, people. We're, you know, this is 1920s. Looking back, what was happening in the 1920s? People were partying. People were having a good time. And I also think, going off what you're saying, too, is that, you know, if you're trying to get into the cannabis industry, there's a lot more things than just cannabis.
Hemp.
Yes. Yeah, there's hemp. Hemp is massive.
And you know, slavery, you know.
Hemp. Look up hempcrete, or dude, there's a billion things hemp can make. So it's just like, if you're looking to find your niche, I can guarantee maybe what you're doing today can be substituted with hemp in some way or fashion.
Absolutely.
1,000%.
Yes. 1,000%. Hemp life. Hemp everything. Hemp, like you said, hemp concrete.
Yeah.
I think that the future is going to definitely be in hemp concrete. So invest in hemp concrete. Yeah. You're smart.
So, you know, something else I wanted to bring up is that something that I admire about you is that you're really good at networking. I feel like a lot within like a week span, like almost a month ago, I had like about 10 people ask me if I knew you. I was like, yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah, I know Barbie. What are you talking about? They're like, oh yeah, I just met her. You know, she's super cool. Da da da. And so. And I said this to JC too, that, you know, that I think that, like, I was like, yo, you get around, not in the sense like you get around like people, but in the sense like you get around, like you will be, there's 5 events to go to, you hit up all 5. And so, you know, I'm pulling a JC question right now. I'm doing lots of leading. I guess my question to you is, how important is that to you, right? Like, obviously you're at all these events, everything, you have literally everything. How important is it to be, if you're trying to be in this industry, to be at all these events?
I think that's one of the most important things to do, is to be at the events and be present, because this is why. I think that when you are trying to get into any industry, you, especially if you don't know what you want to do, to go out there and meet people. So if I met you, and I met you, I know that you're going to talk to me about events, and that's what you guys do. And now you have a product coming out. So that's another thing. If I meet, but you have pre-rolls, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So now if it was Calavera, for instance, that's a drink. So if I was doing something that I'd want to talk to them. So when, like for me, like I said, we're watching the industry right now. Who's to know what's in the future, whether THC is in our future or not. But right now it's definitely focused on hemp and CBD only. And that's probably where we're going to stay. But with that being said, being out and meeting influencers, literally, like, influencers can teach you things. I'm a sponge. I want to go out there and meet everybody. I want everybody to know that I'm going to love them. I'm going to like their pictures. I don't care if you like mine. I don't care what it is. I'm going to show you love. There's not enough kindness and love out here. And I feel like, to set an example, but to know what you're going to do, go out there and find out. Talk to people. See what they're winning at. See what they're failing at. And you can talk in a conversation. In 5 minutes, if you're smart, you can realize why that person's not doing good in that particular part of the business. Maybe you'll realize that. And then now you've come up with something. It's to get ideas. It's to inspire yourself and inspire others, for sure.
You got to network.
Your network is your net worth. I can't like stress that so much. Like, the more people, it's so crazy to me too, is like I prove that theory to myself every day. It's like, the more and more people I meet, the more and more cool shit I get to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's another thing, you know, if you're out there, then you meet people that are doing things. That's what's why we're out, because we're all trying to do something. And then now, like, for instance, I can't explain how many things that JC's opened up doors for me. You know, in our friendship, in our business friendship, and things like that.
Yeah.
Events that I wouldn't have maybe not went to, that I knew about, because he's like, hey, this event's going on. You guys, this is the master. Okay, you guys, this is the master. And you know what, Tony? When it comes down to networking and really being out there, you know, JC's a great mentor with that.
100%.
And he didn't just start doing that. And neither did I, Tony, just so you know. I've always found that, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you work for someone else and you work in a mall and you work at a store in the mall, get out there, network with people in the mall. The point is that you can't find the next good thing for yourself or your company if you don't get out there and see what there is to offer you. The opportunities are waiting.
That's true. They're endless. Sorry.
They are.
That's true.
Thanks for coming away from me, Rick.
All right. So here's the thing. So, all right. They want to order They want to order some CBD from you. They want to get some popcorn from you. They want to find you on social media, find your website. Yes. Tell us about it. Where can they find you?
You can find us at Facebook, Strictly Hempen. You can find strictlyhempen.com on the internet. You can find us on Instagram at Strictly Hempen. And that's strictlyhempin. And you can also find me personally at Biggest Hemp Queen on Instagram. So come check us out and definitely get what CBD you need. And also, like, if you call, it's a lot of chance you're going to get me on the phone right now. While we're not as big as we're going to get, so you can get me on the phone and I'm going to console you. Like, nice. That's my main passion. Like, right. I want you to call me. I want to talk to you. I want to help you. I want to give you my advice. I'm not going to tell you that I'm 100% right, because like Tony said, you know, I can only give so much advice, but I want to tell you and let you know that you're not alone. Like, if you're trying to do something and you need advice, I'm not going to tell anybody. Like, it's like going to a doctor. This is privacy. I'm going to respect that you want to get better, and that's what we're here for. You know, Strictly Hempen is here to help you.
That's dope. That's dope.
Beautiful.
Yeah, praise to the side hustle.
Praise to the side hustle.
You know what?
Huh?
You got to just keep going. Even when you're tired, just keep going. And you're going to have days, but then, you know, turn to your mentors. Turn to your friends. Look to the people that are positive. Keep the negative people from out around you. That's the 2020. That's my advice.
That's the motto. 2020. Do dope shit, and who gives a fuck about what you're doing?
Yeah.
Don't care what people are thinking.
No, that's huge.
No hair, don't care.
Yeah. No care, JC. Listen, people. 2020 is gonna be a great year. First of all, thank you so much for coming on the episode. Had a great time.
Yeah, me too.
And before we get out of here, I just wanna, you know, 2020, JC. What is going on? Can you let the people know?
I mean,
what we're. I don't even want to say it because I want you to say it. Just because you said it so good in that video.
I did say it.
Yeah, that video was nice. Yeah. Shout out to Chuck for that video.
Yeah.
But what's happening next year?
Well, I mean, we're in launch mode, brother. We're in launch mode.
Lifting off Houston.
Yeah. So yeah, we're taking things to a new level, as in regular fashion with culture and cannabis. You know, bigger events, more value for the attendees. Bigger headliners. We're dropping a full-on THC line, which is going to be just a beautiful thing. It's going to be, you know, great cannabis for the culture.
Cannabis for the culture.
Cannabis for the culture.
Cannabis for the culture. That just sounds nice.
It does sound nice, you know, and it's needed.
It is needed.
It is needed. And so, listen, we're going to launch all that on February 22nd. With Paul Wall. So it's going to be
February 22nd, people. You heard it first. Paul Wall. Let me see your grills. February 22nd. Where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at Place on 7th.
And we got some cool stuff. I think we're going to have some activations beforehand that we're still working on that are in the works. That's going to be amazing with Paul Wall. Maybe he'll be doing some grill fittings. I don't know.
Maybe some tastings.
Maybe yeah. Something that cool. Maybe we're doing a little after party after on February 22nd.
That could be an opportunity.
We might be going nuts.
I'll bring the lemonade.
Yeah. We might have the lemonade there.
We might start the event downtown, and we might end up on the strip.
We might be there somewhere before even downtown.
Yeah.
We might be in Northtown.
Get your pre-sale tickets.
Listen, I'm telling you guys.
Become a sponsor.
Yeah, get involved. It's going to be so sick next year. And I just can't wait. We'll have more information coming out here pretty soon. If you're interested in getting involved on the podcast, on the events, our social media, and of our platforms, please DM JC Coates. Do not DM me. JC Coates or Culture and Cannabis. And we'll get diving in. We'll make this shit dope.
Culture and Cannabis.
Let's collab. Yeah. Culture and Cannabis LV. And then what's your underscore JC underscore quotes?
Yep, something like that.
Is it like that?
Something like that.
You can find me at Full Time Tony. DM me too. I don't care.
Yeah. DM Tony.
At Full Time Tony. Listen. That was episode number 24, people. We're going to have 25 next week. We really hope that you guys are having a great holiday season. We will see you guys in 2020. Next episode will be on next Thursday, which will be February 2nd. January 2nd.
January
2nd.
2020.
So have a happy new year. Be safe out there. Don't do anything stupid. Listen, they're going to be giving out tickets on the strip if you're smoking weed. So be smart. be smart with what you're doing out there. They will give you a ticket. Do not give the cannabis industry a bad name. Be smart about smoking and using in public. So yeah.
Peace.
Peace.